baby patted Rorg's tiny paw.
Thank you, child. Bye, Oaky. What I wouldn't give for your cup of tea right now.
They entered a chamber as vast as Great Hall, though much lower ceilinged. Formal Grud got his powerful digging claws into a wooden shutter and tore open a window. Much to the relief of all, bright midday sun flooded in, sparkling dust motes hung thick on the air. Abbess Lysian espied a small door in one corner.
Look, I wonder where that leads to.
There was no lock on the door. Skipper pulled it open.
We'll soon find out, ma'am.
He held his lantern high and peered in. It was a narrow space with circular walls of rough sandstone. An ancient flight of rickety wooden stairs were fixed to the wall. The whole thing wound upward into Stygian darkness and oppressive silence. After lifting little Smudger down from his shoulders and passing him to Burby, Skipper ventured onto the first stair. The wood gave a protesting groan, causing Skipper to step back carefully.
We can't all go up there. Those stairs have collapsed. They won't even take my weight. So what's to be done?
Otter Babe Smudger wriggled free of the mole mum. Without a backward glance, he trundled to the stairs.
All stay down here. Me go hop.
The abbess caught the little fellow before he could venture further.
Come here, you bold creature.
Sister Snowdrop made a suggestion.
Actually, that Dibbon's right in a way. No beast of any size or weight could make it up the stairs. But if a few smallish, light ones, like myself, say, and two others, went carefully one behind the other, I think we could make it to the top.
The abbess took the initiative.
I think Sister Snowdrop and I should go. Giri, would you like to join us?
The young squirrel's tail stood up straight.
Yes, please.
Taking a lantern between them, the trio began the ascent with Giri in the lead. Skipper cautioned them.
If there's aught up there that you don't like, then come straight back down here. Or if you get in trouble, just give us a shout.
Brink gripped his bung mallet tightly.
Aye, just shout, mates, and no rickety stairs will stop us. We'll come running.
The wooden spiral staircase was extremely narrow and unsteady. Every step had to be taken carefully. Giri laughed nervously.
It's like being inside a well with stairs.
Sister Snowdrop shielded her eyes from the dust that he was unintentionally kicking down.
That's probably why it's called a stairwell. Can you see anything up there?
The young squirrel held the lantern high as he managed a few more steps.
Yes, there's a sort of landing above us, and I think I see a door.
They speeded up their pace, but the stairs began swaying, and there was a sound of a piece of timber falling below them. The abbess froze.
Stand still, both of you. Wait until these stairs stop moving. I think one of the struts has fallen away. Be perfectly still now.
They stood motionless, scarcely daring to breathe, until the structure stopped swaying. Climbing upward gingerly, step by step, Giri arrived at the landing. He was glad to feel that it was fairly solid underpour. Laying flat, the young squirrel assisted his two companions up. Snowdrop went straight to the door, brushing away the cobwebs and dust, which lay thick upon it.
I can't find a handle or a latch, but there's some letters carved on the lintel.
Lysian held the lantern close.
What do they say?
The little sister read out the graven script.
As far as I can make out, it says, I say regiments.
The abbess sounded bemused.
Are you sure, sister? I say regiments. I can't recall hearing of any regiments in the attics of our abbey.
Snowdrop replied almost apologetically.
Well, that's what it says, Mother Abbess. I say regiments.
Giri narrowed his eyes as he scanned the words.
Put the lantern down, Abbess. Over there, where the dust is still undisturbed, please.